The Home Office say it's a vital tool in fighting terrorism and serious crime, the ability for law enforcement and security services to find out details of who has communicated with whom. But there's a problem.
We're no longer just communicating via the phone.
We're using things like voice over internet, like this Skype call, or social media or email, and that makes things hard for law enforcement.
Making sure law enforcement's ability to find out who's been talking to who in this era of changing technology doesn't come cheap. The Home Office is investing in a program called the Communications Capabilities Development Program, and they recently revealed in a written answer that since May 2010, they had spent £405 million. Professor Peter Summer thinks it's an awful lot of money.
The annual bill for everything that the Serious Organised Crime Agency does is £460 million. How on earth we can be spending £400 million on a speculative exercise like this beats me.
The project had always looked expensive, but it had been assumed that most of those costs would come in implementing the measures in the Communications Data Bill. The Home Office said the cost of that would be around £1.8 billion over 10 years. Julian Huppert is a Lib Dem MP on the parliamentary committee that scrutinised that legislation.
Well, the original version that the Home Office proposed was a scheme that would require that the Facebooks, the Googles, BT, Vodafone, whoever it may be, to collect information on pretty much everything that you do when you communicate. So who did you ring? When? Where were you? Which websites did you go to? And so forth. Not the content of all of those communications, but everything else to do with them. My committee, there was a joint committee between the Commons and the Lords set up to have a look at their proposals, was deeply, deeply critical.
But if the law still hasn't moved beyond its draft form, what can the money have been spent on? Conservative David Davis asked the original question.
We know about 50 million of it went on consultants. God knows what they were consulting on and what the nature of the advice was. I mean, on the basis of the performance in front of the joint committee, it was money very badly spent. Now you raise it, I'm very tempted to ask the Public Accounts Committee to look exactly at that point. What on earth did they get out of it? So we don't know, but whatever it was, it didn't deliver very good value.
Well, I did ask the Home Office here on Marsham Street what the money'd gone on. They declined to provide any breakdown on grounds of national security, though they did say that the money had been spent on sustaining and enhancing existing capabilities. And they provided this statement. Law enforcement and the intelligence agencies need to maintain their communications data capabilities to save lives and protect the public. We help fund the development of these essential capabilities to keep them up to date and believe this is money well spent. The Home Office has recently met with civil liberties groups to discuss their plans for communications data. Did they learn anything new?
Gus Hossain from Privacy International.
Hi, I'm Sam Smith from Privacy International.
I like the way you both say privacy and privacy differently. betraying different linguistic heritages, perhaps. You've been meeting with the Home Office along with other NGOs concerned about these issues. I mean, we don't yet have legislative backing for the Communications Data Bill. That's yet to be decided. Is there a chance they're jumping the gun?
Well, that's one thing that Theresa May was quite emphatic about. She was saying this is the money spent to date is separate to what the bill was trying to accomplish.
If they're spending £405 million and this expenditure isn't necessitated by the bill, does that mean there's a major programme of work that will go on whether or not there's a bill?
Yes. Even if this bill falls, that programme of work will go ahead.
But there's very little information about what these hundreds of millions of pounds have been spent on so far. The Home Office declines to provide any detail, citing concerns around national security. And if people knew where the money had gone, they weren't telling me. Industry insiders didn't know. Civil liberties campaigners didn't know. The Internet Service Providers Association didn't know. We're left speculating, which is just what I asked Professor Peter Summer to do.
We think what they could be doing is researching the ways of separating out communications data from content.
I mean, one of the things they say they are spending the money on is making more effective and timely use of the information.
That requires significant computer engineering. It's the difference between having the information in your local library and being able to call it up rapidly, Google-like, on your screen.
But in the end, that's all speculation, and there are lots of other theories around. But one thing that's not in doubt is that the expenditure at this stage is a lot more than people were expecting. And that, for David Davis, brings back some uncomfortable memories.
This is a little like the argument we had with the identity card system, which was a simpler system than we're talking about here. And it was estimated by the government at something less than a quarter of what experts thought the real outcome would be. And the same is true here, but in spades, because the technology is changing under their feet.
And for Julian Huppert, the key question is simply one of priorities.
What the Home Office kept talking about was that it would help us to tackle serious and organised crime. The Home Secretary keeps talking about paedophiles and terrorists. But £400 million is money that could be used by the police to do a whole lot of good on serious organised crime and just on getting more bobbies out on the street.
Julian Huppert, well, we did invite the Home Office to take part. They declined.